Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for devotion for today.
Holy words, long preserved for our walk in this world. They resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart words of life, words of hope. Give us strength, help us cope in this world wherever we roam. Ancient words will guide us home. Ancient
welcome to another segment of the Open Heaven Hour. It's that time of the day again where we take our devotion. It's that time that we dive into the Word of God. So if you're ready, let's go into the Word of God. If this is your first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour and it's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. Where we get to dive into the Word of God to understand the mind of God concerning our day-to-day life. So if you're here and you have lots of questions, you have a lot that is weighing on you, this is just a platform to be, because you get to offload all of those burdens that you're carrying and the Lord gets to lighten your burden with his word. And if you've been very frequent on the show, you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for a devotion. So I want you to spread the word. Let everybody know that it is time for a devotion. So if you're ready, let's get into the Word of God. I'd like to remind you that this segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Swallows, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, a General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is the 23rd day in the month of November 2024. Indeed, we are thankful for a brand new day, and we ascribe all glory, honor, and adoration to the one who has made this possible. God, we cannot thank you enough. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Today, we'll be looking at a topic that says the ancient landmark. The ancient landmarks. Our aim today is M3. Ancient words, in three ancient words. A Bible in 1 year is taken from Romans from chapter 1 to chapter 3. Romans from chapter 1 to chapter 3. Our memory verse is taken from Proverbs chapter 22. Proverbs chapter 22 verse 28. Proverbs chapter 22 verse 28, which says, remove not the ancient landmark which thy fathers have set. Remove not the ancient landmarks which thy fathers have set. Then our Bible reading for today is taken from the book of Jeremiah chapter 6 from verse 16 to 17. Jeremiah chapter 6 from verse 16 to 17. Are you with your Bibles now? From verse 16 it reads, thus says the Lord, stand in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where the good way is, and walk in it. Then you will find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk in it. Also I set watchmen over you, saying, listen to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not listen. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today reads, these days many people attempt to modernize Christianity. However, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God is never going to change. Therefore, such people are only compromising on their faith. It is okay to introduce technology into the work of God. It is also okay to use new approaches to share the gospel. However, the ancient landmark must remain intact. The moment a fellow begins to explain away some of the basic principles of Christianity in the Bible, that fellow is already on the wrong path. For example, in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14, it says clearly that believers should not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. Some youths, in a bid to modernize, say that it is not bad to marry someone who is not a Christian. They claim that they are practicing a less rigid Christianity than that of their parents. This can be potentially dangerous because someone who is an unbeliever will not understand the things of the Spirit, like we say in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, and will most likely oppose them or persecute the believer because of them. Some people say that I am old school, and I agree. After all, I serve the Ancient of Days. However, I have been standing in the faith for over 40 years, while many modern Christians are nowhere to be found. Without the old school landmarks, you cannot remain strong in the faith. Some youth say that their parents are too rigid with the way they serve God. You may think some of the things that they do are not necessary, but believe me, they would not have been achieved. They would have not achieved the results that they have today if they had not served God with such commitment. Denying oneself for the sake of the gospel shows a believer's level of commitment, and God rewards commitment, like we see in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. If you are keeping the ancient landmark, I want you to encourage yourselves. I want to encourage you to continue. Some people may laugh at you or call you a religious fanatic, but you must stand firm in your commitment to God and not compromise on God's principles. In the past, I was also laughed at, but see how far God has brought me now. Beloved, give yourself completely to God and do not compromise on His standards. The old world will soon come to the brightness of your rising in Christ. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, it is better to keep the ancient landmark and become laughed at than to conform to worldly trends and fall. Has today's Open Heaven been a blessing to you? And you also like to be a blessing to somebody today? You can be a blessing by sharing this message. You can be a blessing by sharing. And how can you share this message? You can share by visiting our website on www.thepraisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you would like to listen to. Share or download. The link will pop up above. Copy the link and share with somebody today. You can also listen to us live every morning, 7 a.m. GMT. 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.facepalaceradio.com, and on our mobile app, also available for download on Play Store and Apple Store. Just search for Praise Palace Radio and you see all our amazing shows online for you throughout the day. It promises to be an exciting moment in the presence of God with loads of entertainment. Thanks for staying tuned. to hear my voice again and to regather for another word from the mind of God. Remain blessed. Bye.